staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school. But the playlist is reading like a who's who. A old school vets, some young cats that's too cool. Music is my prune juice, what moves you? I'm in the belly of the beast and I'm claiming victory, throwing confetti on the streets. First step of the journey, I'm already out of reach. I'm pushing my outer limits while searching for inner peace. Like I searched for my missing piece, was looking for a wife, rehearsing up in these sheets. Swear I never heard a deserter after release. Wake up to find myself feeling, okay, see.
It was bound to happen. Don't give him no more. Don't give him. Don't hurt him.
Bars.
Don't give bars. Bars.
Don't give him no more.
That's all it. Right. That's all y'all get. That's all y'all get.
I'm getting old, man. I can't remember nothing.
Man, you know what's funny? I heard you spit that the other day, and that prune juice, what moves you? I didn't get it. I was half paying attention, and then just now you said it again. Prune juice, what moves you? Dude, I'm gonna say nigga. I don't care.
It's gross, nigga. But it's
definitely gross. Kicks bars. Facebook Live is fun.
It is fun.
Get to interact with people.
We just need more friends. Yeah, I'm tired of having like 290 something Facebook friends, and four people show up to my.
You know Facebook what? Live. It's crazy. Your own people will never support you. They won't. Strangers. Support you all day, but they won't buy your shit. You know how many people tuning in to watch Kanye go crazy right now? Nobody cares about us. It's all good though.
It's cool.
So you know, thank you, Renee. Thank you, Mr. David C. Thank you, Tammy. We really appreciate you guys. If you want to do a little, you know, share real quick on that button, much appreciated. But this is another episode
of What Is TWS Podcast. We are the White Pants Society. I am Jay Flan.
Rich Nerd.
Yes, sir. And, man, we are quite a few episodes in at this point, man.
Because we hit 13 and then we did 13. 1-3 and...
Yeah.
And then I think we had to chuck one episode because... I mean, we might throw it out there.
There is a lost episode.
We can do a blooper reel one day because that... Whew,
I don't know, man. We need a lot more subscribers before we post that joint.
We're definitely gonna lose some. We had a whiskey in the system episode.
Not me, probation officer, DWI class teacher. Yeah. I did not partake.
Somebody had whiskey in the system.
Ginger beer all day.
Ginger beer.
All right.
Thank you guys for sharing. We appreciate that.
We do appreciate it. What else has been going on, though, Rich? You're moving.
Just finished moving. Just got all the stuff up in the place. So, that was a nightmare. I'm gonna chump you right now. I know you're supposed to go. I'm gonna go ahead.
Go ahead.
You know what the worst part about moving is?
Moving.
Moving is the worst. The worst motherfucking thing in the world. All day. Every day.
No, yeah, I hate it. I wanted to be in a new place real bad, but the process of getting there is a pain. We still in boxes. I'm still hiding stuff when people come over so they don't see all of the...
We're in my new office right now, and as you can see, I mean, it looks presentable. I got stuff stashed in the closet right now. I got all the pillows in here because we didn't get the new couch yet. Shit all over the place. We got to do all of that packing, and then I almost rented a U-Haul truck and moved my shit. Then Kix was like, "Bruh, babe, I love you, but do you really want to load this furniture?" Shout out to the missus. Hell no, I ain't want to load that furniture.
So I got to ask you, did you hire the two swole dudes moving company?
No. That was weird as shit. I saw it online. They had a Yelp review. The name of this company is Two Swole Dudes. I'm not hiring nobody named Two Swole Dudes. Nope. Sorry. Broadcast interrupted. Yeah. But
mad technical difficulties.
I can't do it. Not hiring Two Swole Dudes. No. Sorry.
Mad but technical difficulties.
It is what it is.
I don't know.
Is it? I don't know.
Numbers jumping around. Anyway. This is going to be a crazy podcast, people. Just bear with us. There's content coming. We're just trying to get this live thing working.
Keep the train going. I'll take care of this. All right. Yeah, the worst part about moving. Like, I really didn't want to move anything. Really didn't want to carry anything. So, Kick showed up. She was like, listen, let's just get the movers. We found some people. We moved them. Boom.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask her if I can call her Kicks from now on. I'm jolly. Kicks.
I like Kicks.
What up, Kicks?
Kicks is a good name.
What's good, Kicks?
Miss Kicks. Kicking it. That used to be my favorite hashtag. I used to always say hashtag kicking it.
Used to be my favorite cereal.
Kicks.
Kicks. Nah. Yeah, moving sucks. What I have been getting adjusted to, I'm still getting adjusted to married life. And what I noticed over the past month or so is that it is really weird having conversations with women now. Like, even if, and they're all platonic, like, I'm not having any inappropriate conversations, but I find myself trying too hard not to be inappropriate. Like, I was trying to introduce myself to a friend of a friend, you know, so that we could meet up and I could, you know, help her get acquainted with Austin, and just like writing the hello message without trying to sound like I'm trying to get at you. It was like the longest process of my life. I think I spent like a good hour and a half like writing three sentences.
You have to vet the shit out of that message.
I had to read it over and over again to try to make sure there was nothing in that message that sounded like I was trying to make a move I wasn't trying to make. I was like, do I invite her to go someplace? Do I assume that if I invite her to go someplace, she knows I'm inviting her husband and my wife is going to be there? Do I have to say, like, it's okay if you bring your husband? If I say it's okay if you bring your husband, then does that mean like you don't have to bring your husband? I want your husband to be. It's weird.
Shout out to Lisa. Thank you for joining, Lisa. I can't tell if we're live or not because my screen is frozen. If you guys are seeing this, let me know. Write something up there. Click a heart or something. All that. Hopefully somebody's seen this.
There was a heart though.
There was a heart. Thank you.
And it was like not too long after the like, so it wasn't like that one lonely like the past earlier.
This one like is the loneliest right number that you'll ever like.
Do we have to pay for that?
No. Okay. Pay for it in likes. But yeah, I totally agree. It's hard to have platonic friendships once you're in a serious relationship, and I get it, and Renee and I have had this conversation before, and I can see where she's coming from, and at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I don't feel the urge to necessarily have female friends, because basically I can get all of that feedback and everything from Renee. Every once in a while, I do like to go out and have a guy's night, which we haven't done. Wow. You know, when was the last time we went to Sushi Sushi?
Man, you know, I'm sober life right now, and the baby, and
that's what I'm saying. So it's life happens.
Life happens. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, it is. I'm starting to realize that, like, from a woman's perspective, damn near everything a guy says is like a pickup line. Like, there's nothing I could say. Like, everything I read back, I'm like, there's a way you could use that as if I was trying to get at her. Like, if I was trying to come on to her. And it just became like the most difficult conversation ever. Like, how do I make it clear that I'm not trying anything without becoming offensive? Like, I don't want you in any way possible. You know, like, I don't know.
It's, I mean, if you gotta say it, you gotta listen. Renee is a big advocate of tell that bitch. Tell that bitch. Don't come for my. Tell that bitch. Listen, right, write it.
Did you notice how, like, earlier when she was, like, throwing likes and stuff on the Facebook thing, she was Kicks? But then when it came down for her to throw the hammer down, it was Renee said, Renee is a big proponent of tell that bitch. Yeah, so there's Kicks, and then there's Renee.
I don't want to switch up.
All right. I'm learning. So I need to know when I can call her Renee and when I can call her Kix. It depends on the situation.
Yeah, so it's saying interrupted. I can't tell if we're live or not. I don't know. Right, is the phone still going? I don't know.
I can check it real quick. Can you keep talking while I...
Yeah, I can check it real quick. But, so... So basically, were you trying to like set up an event or something, or were is it still live?
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on. I don't see nothing. You know what? I'm gonna kill Facebook, and I'm gonna go back into Facebook.
Are you having problems with an Apple product?
Hold up.
Because my Android phone seems to be working just fine over there. I don't know.
This is not an Apple issue. This is a V20 issue.
I'm having a hard time believing it's not an Apple issue. I don't know. That's my feeling.
Yeah, it still says broadcast interrupted.
Yeah, it could just be an Apple issue. Could be an iOS, bro.
Nah, it's not iOS problem, B.
Need to get you a...
B.
One of them Galaxy tabs or something. Get off this iPad life.
Ain't nobody want no Galaxy Tab.
Doing a lot of swiping, though. You know, I'm seeing a lot of swiping.
Swiper, stop swiping.
All right, moving along in the podcast. What are we around this time? We normally do a...
What you sipping?
What you sipping. So, as usual, I am Team Sober Life. So, today I got myself a Mountain Dew Black Label. I needed some caffeine to get through this podcast. I did work a full day today.
I mean, you know what? I wanted to pick up... a Red Bull, and then at the last minute I was like, nah, I'm good, I'm Gucci my nigga. But I did pick up some Miller High Life. We have no endorsements, so therefore we're not getting paid for any of this, but Miller High Life is the champagne of beers, and I don't know, it's like watered down, it's not like real beer, it's not in like a Ziegenbach or anything, but I mean,
Texas beer.
Yeah, beer is beer. Texas makes good beer. Texas makes good beer.
I mean, I think it's common knowledge at this point. I hope it's common knowledge. I hope everybody knows Texas is a beer state.
Yeah, Texas makes good beer.
Good beer.
But so that's what I'm sipping on. So a few things that happened this week. So we're gonna try to touch on a few of them. One of my favorite and most important things that happened this week, J. Motherfucking Cole.
Cole World.
For Your Eyes Only.
Now, you know, I love the album, but I'm hearing like so many mixed reviews. And I'm starting to wonder, like, is it, well, no, because I've heard it from people my age. I was like, maybe it's a age thing. Like, people are saying it's boring and uninteresting and uninspired. Like the two tracks he released before the album, the False Prophets and whatever that other one was, like those were more, you know, heavy hitter,
mm-hmm.
you know, going at people. And now, and like this album that's a lot more laid back, this, you know, Family Guy, you know, jazzy almost, people are saying it's boring. But I mean, I loved it. It sounded like someone who, was grown up a lot in the last couple years. I definitely still got the lyricism out of it. I got a new song for the Get the Draws mixtape. My wife gave me the not so subtle hint that Folding Clothes is a Get the Draws song. So I need to start folding clothes. Why couldn't he say anything else though? If he just said like, wash the dishes, I want to wash dishes for you, or I want to wash the clothes for you. I hate folding clothes. I don't want to fold clothes.
Folding clothes is not that bad. I'd rather fold the clothes than have to sit there and wash all the clothes.
Nah, I wash. Because you just put them in there and let it run in a cycle. Take them out, put them in the dryer. I can do that all day. Folding clothes sucks monkey balls. I hate folding clothes.
Folding clothes is not that bad.
So as much as I want to fold clothes for you,
I
don't know.
I don't mind folding clothes, but I'm not a big person to do laundry. Shout out to Kix because she likes laundry.
Back to Kix.
Yeah, she's back to Kix. Kix likes to do laundry. Yeah, she spearheads and sets up the plan for this whole home situation.
Yeah.
So she sets a plan, and I just follow along.
Yeah, and that's how it is in my house. Like, yeah. You know, Tammy is the house homemaker, and I just try not to make too much of a mess and contribute where I can. I'm sure she feels like I could do more, and I'm sure I could do more, but whatever. But what did you think of the album? Like, was it boring to you? Was it?
I thought it was a dope album. You know what I feel like people are complaining about? People are complaining that the album isn't necessarily what they thought it was going to be.
With those, those preview tracks.
Which I agree with. Like, I thought he was going to jump out the box on some next shit. And that's not what he did.
Nah.
That's not what he did at all. False Prophets was some shit. I was at work when False Prophets leaked. Like, I heard something about the documentary. I was like, cool, this is about to be some dope shit. Got to work, random stuff all over the place. All of a sudden, I see like a snippet of the leaked video. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
About like a half a minute, a minute and 15 seconds, something like that. I listened to it. And that's when I sent it to you. And then 5 minutes later, I see the whole shit. So I'm like, oh, I gotta play it. Amazing.
It's definitely a dope song. I feel like that song, he probably sat on that for. I think he had that for a while.
Yeah, because the documentary, he's been shooting for a while too.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't new. People, all these people talking about, oh, he coming at Kanye.
He was.
But I'm saying it's not like he decided Kanye got sick. I'm about to come at him right now. Pause. Yeah. You know, it was some shit that was already out there, and now he decided to put it out. He's like, well, I already did it, so F it. I mean, it is what it is. And he went at Kanye, but I mean, that's how he felt. He looked up to Kanye, thought Kanye was a false prophet.
It needed to be done. I think it needed to be done. I think we've been giving Kanye a pass for too long, even on the music. Like, I just...
Kanye now isn't who Kanye used to be. He's not...
That feels like a real old thing for us to say. Like, people get me with that all the time. They ask me something about an artist, and before I can even respond, they're like, let me guess. You're going to say, I like old, you know, they're like, how you feel about Eminem? And before I can say something, let me guess, you like the old Eminem. And it's true, I like the old Eminem.
Yeah.
Like, is that us just getting old and we not adjusting to the new whatever? Or
no, it's not that we're not adjusting. That's the era that we grew up in. You know what I mean? Yeah. And early M, those bars, Nay said she can't see us, it's not live, it's still interrupted. It never restarted, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
But
we tried.
Yeah. I'll try it again when we get some real Wi-Fi. But yeah, early M, like I said, is one of the guys I love. So I'm Cole, it's I don't know. It's that vibe that he gave off on False Prophets. If I could have gotten a whole lot, like a whole album of that, I'd have been good.
Yeah, I mean, that would have made for a dope album. I don't discount that. Like, yeah, False Prophets and the album that we received are like two separate thoughts. Like, they're not even in the same vein, you know. But I like the album that we got. Like, as far as me sitting at work and being able to play the entire thing, start to finish, you know, and just vibe through my day, I can easily do it. And you know, and being a new father of a daughter, some of those songs speak directly to me. And then living in a white folks world, stuff like Neighbors, you know.
And see, that's the thing. The album as a whole is good. It's not what people expected him to put out.
Yeah.
But I felt like it's good music. What kills people, and what killed me too, 180. Total opposite.
Yeah.
Total opposite direction of the energy, of the vibe, of everything. Lyrically, he's still there.
Yeah.
It's still there. It performed. Just not what I expected. But after I played it, and you know, I just had to basically retune my ambition and my expectations, I liked it.
But there are people that are still questioning him lyrically. They're saying that he's not the lyricist we give him credit for being. And on some levels, I can hear that. Like, his on some songs, I think he's not going for wordplay. Yeah, he's still a multi-syllabic rhymer, which I think a lot of these rappers out here aren't. But a lot of times it isn't wordplay. It's just, you know, finding a rhyme scheme and sticking to it, which a lot of people just don't do anymore. They don't have a rhyme scheme. Mm-hmm. You listen to rappers now who don't rhyme.
Like Lil Boat.
That's a person? Like a real person?
Lil Yachty.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, but you listen to these dudes and they don't even attempt to rhyme. Like, rhyming is not a prerequisite of being a rapper anymore.
No.
I think Cole definitely does that. And on some songs, he's not going for wordplay. And on other songs, he's wordplay heavy. So, I don't know. But in terms of, like, where I am in my life, it sounded like an album for someone at my point in life. So, I enjoyed it. I don't...
Yeah, I thought it was wasn't a good boring. I was not disappointed at all in my free album. Because, well, not free. I mean, I had it on... What's that? Spotify?
Spotify.
So, I mean, technically...
Yeah, thank God it was not a title exclusive. So, sick of that shit.
But, oh, man. I think it was still on... I don't know. I don't know if it went on title or not. I think it was on title. I never even checked title. I don't even F with title. I just pulled it up on Spotify. It was there, so I was like, F it.
Yeah.
It was on iTunes. I was like, do I want to pay for it? Do I want to buy it right now? I don't know. I was busy moving. I was paying moving fees. I couldn't pay moving fees and for J. Cole's album. It's only $10. $10 can do a lot.
Yeah.
So we ended up actually, when the movers came, Segway, we all over the place, I know, ended up ran out right before that. Kix had another early morning shift, so I picked her up from work at about 8:20. And we went right to Shipley's, bought a bunch of donuts, some coffee.
Yeah.
Brung it back. The guys were already there, gave him some free breakfast. So
that's what's up.
And
yeah, I didn't go there far.
It was Shipley's. If y'all don't know what Shipley's is, think of the most amazing donut and pastry you've ever had, and then multiply that by like 20. Shipley's is good.
Shipley's is good stuff. So, what else this week? We gotta say something for the passing of Alan Thicke. I grew up with Growing Pains. Like, that was my show.
You know what though?
Show me that smile again.
Yeah. Show me that smile.
That was my shit right there.
Don't waste another minute of your crying.
You know, I feel like there was a... So, before our generation, like, it was a lot of black shows. Like, people grew up on Good Times and Hey, What's Happening, stuff like that. I remember growing up on a lot of white shows.
Yeah. Like,
Growing Pains.
All in the Family.
What was my show? Family Ties.
Family, yeah.
Michael J. Fox. I wanted to be Michael J. I wanted to be Michael J. Fox. I wanted to be Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Don't even get me started on Saved by the Bell did. Why did they split that shit up like that? Remember they had that one section where it was like Zach and Kelly and Lisa and Slater and Screech. But then they had another section where instead of Kelly as his love interest, it was Tori, the biker chick.
Yeah.
And then boom, it's right back. You know what I mean? You can't be switching shit up like that. Did the kids in the 80s and 90s just not pay attention to shit like that?
I don't know.
Because when I finally got around to watching it, it killed me. It's hard to keep track of the season.
Nah, I just wanted some of those pants that ballooned out, but then had like the cuff at the bottom.
The MC Hammer jogger pants? MC Hammer
jogger pants. And I wanted a big ass cell phone.
That cell phone was a brick. It really was a brick.
And I wanted to have that shit in school, just making calls from math class. That's what I wanted to do, man. I wanted to be Zach.
Math class.
I wanted to be Zach so bad. But yeah, Alan Thicke. And I didn't realize he wrote as many theme songs for other shows as he did. I heard he wrote the theme song for Different Strokes.
Shit, I ain't know that.
And a couple others. I thought he was a singer. He wasn't just an actor. He was a singer songwriter. Robin Thicke got it from somewhere.
I didn't know that.
So yeah, it's been rough for Robin. Well, I mean, I haven't. Have you seen the pictures of his new joint?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I don't know how you rebound from losing Paula Patton, but
let's Google this.
about to Google the new joint. I shouldn't call her a joint, but that's how I talk.
Oh. Robin Thicke.
But yeah, man, his father passed.
You know what? Y'all gonna hate me for this.
Go ahead, say it, Rich.
I didn't know him and Paula Patton broke up.
Oh, man.
Word?
He did that whole album, like, trying to get her back.
What is she? She's like... She looks hungry. That's what she looks like.
She looks a little too thin. And how you go from Paula to that?
Yeah, because... So, here's a picture of him and Paula. And then, New Girl.
Yeah, nah.
New Girl looks hungry.
Yeah. It's not a good look, Robin.
She needs a thick sandwich.
Pause. Now, you need to go back to long hair Robin Thicke. I remember the Robin Thicke from the When I Get You Alone video, when he was the bicycle messenger, mm-hmm. pedaling through the city, singing his song with the long hair. I miss that dude. This short hair, like, Frank Sinatra dude is, he's cool, but he's... I like hippie Robin Thicke. I want him to go back to being a hippie.
Hippie Robin Thicke?
When he was doing Sprite commercials.
He did a Sprite commercial? Yeah, he did.
When I Get You Alone was in a Sprite commercial. He was
Where
like...
Where have I been? You know, it's been too long. I can't even remember. Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah, I was a big Robin Thicke fan, like, before he broke out. Before that, I think that second album where he really broke out. But, yeah, I missed that Robin Thicke. And here I go again. Like, which Robin Thicke do you like? I like the old Robin Thicke. I like the Robin Thicke before he was Robin Thicke, you know? This newfangled Robin Thicke is not my thing. I'm just old, though. I had to try to...
This one of his albums that he made that I really didn't like. Can't remember the name of it right now. Something about one of... it was a track up there that just annoyed the shit out of me. But anyway, yeah, so... Alan Thicke is gone.
Alan Thicke is gone. Yeah, 2016 strikes again.
I think Renee and I were talking about it, and as soon as she said... Robin Thicke passed away. I said, growing pains?
Growing pains.
And then she was like, growing pains. And then I was like...
Showing her age.
I was like, oh, man.
These youngsters these days.
So you don't know what growing pains is? I mean, I only got her by like 3 years. 3 years is enough, though. 3 years is enough for you to just be like on to like a total different shit on TV. Like, she just...
Hey, some shows don't even make it 3 years.
No.
Could be gone.
Growing Pains? Come on. Everybody love Growing Pains.
Those white shows, man. I miss the white shows. I don't miss it. I did watch a lot of them, though. Like, I watched Gilmore Girls. I watched Dawson's Creek.
Damn. Charles in Charge was good.
Charles in Charge.
Scott Baio.
Oh, Mr. Belvedere.
I watched Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere.
What was the other one with? Tony Danza. Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss.
Watch Who's the Boss.
Angela. And, was the little freak grandmother?
What was her name? It Sophia?
I
think it was Sophia.
I don't know. She was a freak, though.
Man. Sleeping with the help.
Whatever.
Angela was sleeping with the help.
Who's the Boss?
So, yeah, I watched all those old shows. I mean, still some good black shows back in the day, but it wasn't that many. Like, let's see.
Cosby Show,
Family Matters.
Family Matters, A Different World.
It's a different world.
What else black shows did you watch? I feel bad right now. I feel like I'm losing, like something's wrong. I'm just rolling off all these white shows. You asked me for a black show. I'm like,
We basically didn't have like that many like good ones that were trying to send out that message.
Different Malcolm's world. Jamal Warner had a show for a little. I forget what that was. What the name of that? When he was like a teacher or something.
I know what you're talking about. With Eddie Griffin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Malcolm and Eddie.
Yeah.
He had one before that where he was like a teacher or something at some little school.
I know which one you're talking about. I know which one. That was the spinoff one.
Yeah. And you know who was on that show that I didn't realize until I read his IMDb page? Mos Def. Mos Def was a student in one of his classes.
I think I remember that episode. Mos Def was he that kid? Had the educational issues.
I'm sure he
couldn't
was.
Read and write.
Because when you listen to Most talk, sometimes it don't, you know, like, you know he's intelligent, but he got that super crazy accent.
he was that kid who couldn't read and write, and then he ended up trying to help him, and the little girl he was dating was trying to help him read or something like that. I probably gotta download that episode.
Yeah, we're going way off the paper right now, but you know, whatever. Cause I just saw Most in I was just watching Brown Sugar the other day, which is like one of my favorite
Brown movies. Sugar is a dope all time. Movie.
And that whole movie, Most was mumbling. Like, I love the whole scene where they in the radio station, and Most is talking to him about letting Sanaa Lathan go or whatever. He's like, you know, you was supposed to, you Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca, and instead of chasing after Ingrid Humperdinck or whatever the fuck that was, Ingrid, whatever her name was, he's like, you gonna walk off in the fog with the corny dude. Like, you're not walking off in the fog with me. I digress, but it's one of my favorite movies.
Could you imagine Most really hollering at Queen Latifah? Dude.
The whole champagne flute. Yeah, that movie's just dope.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I liked him in, we segueing all over the place. I don't care. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I liked Most in that movie. What else has he done? I feel like he was in something else.
He was in that. He was in Monsters Ball real quick. In the very
Most
beginning.
Was in Monsters Ball?
Yeah. Most was in my. He was
How did I not Halle Berry's, see Most in Monsters Ball?
He was the little boy's father. I think he was in jail, and he was only in there for like a hot second. I think he, what did he get executed in prison?
Got it.
I think he was. Yeah, he was only in there for a hot second. He was, and he did that movie where he was like the black guy who did the first open heart surgery or something like that.
Ben Carson story?
It's not Ben Carson. It was set way back. Like, one of his friends was Thurgood Marshall and stuff. Like, it was. Sure. Yeah. This is like, I should know the guy's name. I am really fucking up with like my black history right now. Like, I don't know no black shows. I don't know the name of the dude he played in the movie. I just know it was a movie. Man, I need to.
I can't remember.
My black card is going to get revoked one of these days. Seriously.
What's crazy is if we wasn't recording right now,
we'd know all
this. Yeah, we're off the top of your head.
All right, speaking of black cards, the Victoria's Secret joint.
Was crazy.
You used to work for them. So what's your...
So, if you haven't heard about it, Victoria's Secret store, I forget where the store was at. Two black ladies, African-American women, were shopping at Victoria's Secret. While they were there, essentially, some young girls, black people, whatever, ended up stealing from the store. Grabbed some stuff, did a grab and run, ran out. And basically, the store manager was like, you know what? You guys got to go, too.
All black people got to go.
All the black people. Y'all gotta get out the store immediately. Because if one black person is stealing, all the black people are stealing. Y'all got to go. I've worked at Victoria's Secret. I've worked at Victoria's Secret 3+ years. Never did I have an experience like that.
Because a lot of people are trying to portray this as it's like a systemic ideology in the company. Like, the company don't like black people. The company doesn't make clothes for black people. I've seen so many YouTube videos with these, you know, these theories and going back and
that's
the history of the company and all this other stuff. I mean, you know, like I said, I hate the internet because it's just way too much misinformation.
And
people start taking it as fact.
In my 3 years with Victoria's Secret, I never felt that. And in my role, I feel like that's something, if you were going to be exposed to it, I feel like I should have been exposed to it. Awesome. You know, I wasn't working in, like, I was in a store, but I was a technician. I was in IT. I worked IT for, you know, limited brands. So I was the guy at Victoria's Secret, like, fixing like the registers, the network, iPads, phones, like laptops. I worked at the flagship, and we had a lot of technology. So I was the guy fixing all of the tech. So I was in there working with management. You know, I flew back and forth to home office every once in a while just to get more training, touch base, give my reports and everything else. So, like, I knew upper management. Like, I've been in the same room having conversations going back and forth with Les Wexner, and that's never been the feeling that I've gotten. Kix worked for Vicky's for a minute. She worked for Vicky's even longer than I did. She's launched stores across the United States, like flew back and forth as Visual opened up their store. She's like set the parameters of what's going on. She moved from Chicago to New York to launch that store. So you know, we're both African-American people. Like, I've never felt that bias myself.
Yeah.
That those women had to deal with that day. I just thought that was some incredulous BS. It's so purity bullshit.
In your opinion, that's just a random bad egg manager who made.
Yeah, I think that manager
made a bad call.
Yeah, that manager deserved to get let go. That's not even a bad call. How do you say all black people got it? That's some next level prejudice type shit. And only in 2016 do people think that shit is okay. What makes you think it's okay to say, excuse me, all black people vacate the premises? Like, who? What makes you think that that's okay?
I don't know. Donald Trump.
You're right.
Donald Trump.
And
it's now okay. You can say that stuff and people feel empowered.
He
right
made
now.
It okay to say all that dumb, bigoted, stupid shit. And guess what? His homeboy, Kanye motherfucking Yeezy Ye West, is making it okay for him to say. He's backing him up. All this shit, Kanye gonna act like he don't know what's going on up here, doing photo ops, meeting him for secret meetings, last minute meetings. Kanye probably trying to be his ambassador. He probably trying to get an office or a job in the White House or something. Let me be your ambassador, Trump. You know, let me be your man of goodwill. I will bring the black people to you. Like, what the hell is going on?
Like, at this point, you know, like, I saw the pictures like everybody else saw the pictures, and it didn't do anything to me. Like, at this point, I don't care about either one of them. Like, nothing they can do at this point surprises me. Like, you know, what else does Donald Trump have to do to prove he's insane? And I think we got our proof that Kanye is insane or headed in that direction. So
yeah, Kanye's gone.
Two crazy motherfuckers get together. Like, why do we even care? And to keep it all the way 100, I feel like Donald Trump is trying to get
the black card.
Now he's trying to get in. Like, the stuff he's doing right now is like just testing. Like, what else can I do?
What else can I do?
What can I do before you guys realize this is all bullshit and you find a way to get rid of me? I'm gonna put people in positions that they have historically opposed. I'm gonna put somebody as the director of the department, as the Department of Energy head, mm-hmm. who wanted to do away with the Department of Energy when we were in the debates.
Yeah, every person is like against
the position he's putting. It's like he's trying. It's like, what do I have to do to show you guys I don't give a fuck. I don't want to be here. Get me the fuck up out of it. I never thought I would get here, and y'all weren't supposed to elect me, and now I'm here, and I'm trying to sabotage this shit, and y'all still.
Yeah, Trump on some next shit. He's doing some next shit.
I'm a cancel intelligence briefings, but I'm gonna take a meeting with a dude who just got out of a mental health facility and take pictures of it, you know, just to see what y'all gonna do now.
I can't. I don't understand it. I do not.
I think he purposefully seeks out, because he was the one down in Obama when Obama was skipping certain intelligence briefings, mm-hmm. because he was on vacation or someplace else. He was like, how could you do something like that? And now all of a sudden he comes out and says,
it's okay when the shoe's on the other foot.
I think he's like seeking it out. He's like, what did I say 6 months ago? All right, let me do the opposite, see what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we still rocking with it.
The nation, it's okay. Like I said before, they bitched and moaned and complained when Michelle wore a sleeveless dress. Oh, how could she? You know, that's unbecoming of a lady.
But our first lady is
butt naked. Butt naked.
Hey, it's all good.
And it's okay.
Like I said, there's nothing he can do that would surprise me at this point. I've stopped caring. And that's sad. I should care, but I don't. I think let's go back to what we said in our episode about the election. We need to get money together, get some people together, get a pool our money, start buying property, start securing our place so that all this crazy shit that happens,
that's definitely what we need to survive.
Because it's crazy shit that's gonna keep happening. He is testing the waters. If mm-hmm. you think he's done, he's only beginning to scratch the surface.
That is exactly true. He like I feel the same way. He's trying to see.
Trying to see how far he can go.
How far he can push it. What the fuck he can get away with.
And it doesn't seem to be a limit. Like, people just keep supporting it. Like, yeah, that's the obvious choice. Yeah, you should put Ben Carson as the head of housing and urban development. No, you shouldn't. He should have turned down the whatever the medical position he was offered because he lacked experience. But housing and urban development, fuck yeah.
How does a doctor, world renowned, what was it? Expert Hands. What was the name of that movie?
Gifted Hands.
How does a world-renowned, giftedly handed doctor feel he's incapable, unqualified for a position in a hospital in a medical field, but he can oversee housing and urban development? Housing and
urban development. I got that. Yeah.
When was the last time Ben Carson was anywhere near housing and or an urban development?
Hey, when that belt buckle, that motherfucking belt, when that belt buckle saved his life. I'm telling you, forget Obamacare, just hand out them belt buckles. Them belt buckles are going to save us all.
I don't get it. Like, I feel like I'm going to wake up one day and there's going to be treatment centers for gays and homosexuals, and they're going to ratify a bill to hand out shock therapy.
Hey, it's coming. It's coming. We need to get out of the system. Like, we need to get out of the system. We need to get our money together so that we can be out of the system. We can be system proof. Right now, we're pawns and we're positioned inside it. We feel the effects of everything that happens.
I think that's going to be one of the caveats for Trump Care.
What was that? That you're not.
If you want Trump Care, you got to submit for psychological evaluation and or 2 shock treatments a month.
That might be what he's doing. I mean, it would explain the hair and the orange skin.
Why is he so orange? Like, why is he so carrot-like?
He's gotten more orange as this is going on. I swear, I think he's going home like, all right, they still don't think I'm crazy. All right, fuck my hair up some more. Put another coat of spray tan on. Let's see if they figure it out tomorrow.
Seriously, though, how did he win? How did he win?
Nah, no conspiracy theories for me. I don't know. I detailed it. I said it. He did the number. He did the math, and he realized there was a segment of the population that felt like they didn't have a public voice anymore, and he became that voice. And that segment of the population came out in force and put him in office. He realized he didn't need certain votes. He didn't need to pander to certain communities. He found the community he needed to pander to, and he gave them everything they wanted. He said everything they wanted to hear, and they put him in office.
They definitely showed up to vote. That's what I mean. You know what? I ain't even going to give it no more energy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it no more energy. It is what it is.
So I'm going to do something productive. I thought about doing, and I will do a whole episode about this, but I want to do this because I experienced some next level shit last night. You know what? I'm not even going to do the DWI class. I'm going to do a whole episode of what I've learned in DWI class. But I got 2 more classes to go. So I'm going to wait till I get through the whole program, and I'm going to break down all the wonderful information I've been getting, because it's fucking awesome. But leaving DWI class last night, I had
taxi
to...
Taxi driver?
Yep, I had to... I'm calling it Uber because that's a generic term, but I did a ride Austin, and I don't even remember dude's name, but I get in the car. First thing he asked me is, what is this, a club? I'm like, nah.
This is a club?
Like, why do you assume I'm coming out of a club? Anyway, I didn't let that bother. I had the moment right then, and I was like, do I entertain this dude, or do I, like, try to blow him off and just get through this ride? Pause. But, I said, let me entertain it. Let me see where it goes. So I told him, I'm like, nah, it's a class. He's like, what kind of class was it? I'm like, a DWI class. He's like, oh, man, you got a DWI? I'm like, yeah. And then he went off and he took it from there. And it was the most beautiful conversation I could have had at 10:30 at night. So basically, I learned a whole new perspective on crime and punishment. And I got some things to think about now. So I told the dude that I got the DWI, and he immediately went off. He's like, man, these motherfuckers, they act like they don't drink too. They drink, they have a beer, you have a beer, so why should you, you know, blah, blah, blah. These motherfuckers, don't fuck them. It's stupid. And I was telling him, like, yeah, man, it's messed up. You know, I had to spend so much money on it. He's like, why should you have to spend all this money? You don't spend your money. He's like, you should just go to jail, get it over with. I'm like, what?
I ain't saying to nobody jail.
Right. So then I told her, he was like, you know, what, they giving you like, you know, 3 months or something like that? Just go do the 3 months, get some free food, you know, come home and you're fine. I'm like, nah, you know, they trying to give me 360 days. They're trying to give me a year. He's like, a year? That's nothing. Go do 12 months, get some free food, relax, take some time off, come back home.
In what world?
Exactly. And so he kept talking about it. And eventually what it came down to was he's Pakistani. And in Pakistan, if you go to prison, you're probably going to die. If you go to jail, they're going to kick in for any offense. Like, they're going to either beat you to death in prison, or it's not nobody. You're going to die in jail and nobody's going to care. So to him, American jail is like a vacation. You get free food. You could take a class or something. You ain't got to go to work for 12 months.
That's one of the things I can create. You can get a diploma.
Yeah, diploma. You
can pick up a trade.
So the way I was in the car like, oh, shit. Why am I spending all this? I'm paying lawyers. Blah. I could just take 12 months off. And my man, he wouldn't let the free food joint go. Like, you get free food. You get a free, you know, free bed. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I got a family. He's like, oh, okay. You got a family. He's like, you married? I'm like, yeah, I got a wife. Like, is your wife, you know, wife at home with the kid? I'm like, yeah, my wife's at home with the kids. He's like, oh, well, she can take care of the baby. Go take your 12 months.
Shit.
Like, he was dead serious about don't spend another dollar. Tell him, you know, go call the prosecutor tonight. Tell him you'll take the 360 days, take your 12 months off, get your free food, and it's over with. You come out and you're fine. And I was like, no. Damn, it's a completely different perspective. Like, I just got the feeling like this is TWS. Like, this is, I had no idea, you know, like, I'm doing all this stuff to avoid jail time.
And in his mind, it's like,
yeah, 12 months, whatever. Just go do your 12 months and don't spend another dollar. Like, he could not understand why I'd be paying a lawyer and paying to take this class and, you know, paying fees to get my license reinstated, all this stuff. Like, man, just take the jail time. Then somehow we got on, he comments on my weight. He reaches over and pats me on the stomach.
Hold on. Time out.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm back.
So he reaches over and pats me on my stomach. You know, like our boss used to do.
Yeah. Why do they always do the little lit? Why? Oh, you put on some weight. You know me for a week. How you know I'm gaining weight?
Nah, yeah. He's like, you must drink a lot of beer. He pats me on the stomach. You must drink a lot of beer, man. And I'm like, hey, yo, whatever. I need to exercise. I need to get back out there and everything. He's like, yeah, you eat good food. You know, you exercise. You'll be fine. And I'm like, man, you know, are there any good Pakistani restaurants in Austin? And he's like, no, not anymore. I used to have a restaurant. It was good. We had the best food, but not anymore. He's like, yeah, and don't eat at those Indian places. If you go someplace, you ask to speak to the owner. If the owner comes out and he's Indian, you leave. Those Indians have Mexicans cooking for them. I was like, gee, you think white people are racist? This Pakistani dude is taking it to a whole nother level. He like, don't trust the Indians. The Indians got Mexicans cooking for them. The Mexicans don't know how to cook. They're like, he was just going in on everything. And I was just sitting there.
That's
like,
crazy.
I wish I could pull my phone out so I could write down exactly what you're saying, so I can get this in a podcast. But this was my ride home. And the whole ride, he would not let it go. I told him about my DWI situation and how I got in a fight with my wife, and that led to me going out and, you know, and drinking as much as I did. And he's like, no. You don't go out and drink because you got in a fight with your wife. That's messing up your body. He's like, you know, you go to a strip club. You play with the women. And I'm like, man, you know, okay, go to the strip club.
He's trying to get you in more trouble.
And he's like, go to the strip club. No, the wife don't have to know. She don't have to know. And he's like, you know what? Better than that, go to 6th Street, sit at a bar for a couple hours, get you one, take her to the motel, you know? Bang her out, that's exercise. he, man, this dude had it all figured out. He had it all figured out.
You go to jail. For those of you just tuning in, these are stories in the cab. This is not our life journey.
It's not my life journey. I'm trying to do the right thing, and this dude was looking at me like I'm insane
for doing the right thing
for these choices that I'm making.
Like, how dare you try to stay out of jail and take care of your family? How dare you
try to stay out of jail, dog? Just get 12 months of free food, take some classes, you know, and come out. Then he tried to hook me up with his man so we could start a business. And he asked me what I did for a living. I told him IT. And then he was like, yeah, I got this guy, blah, blah, blah. I gave him a business card, so who knows? I might get a phone call from somebody. It might, you know, might pop off into something.
I don't know. I put my personal number on my business cards now. I'm rethinking it. I don't want to get attacked by the packy driver.
Yeah, I don't know. But this is crazy, man. Like, I had left DWI class, and I already had all these ideas and stuff I wanted to talk about on the podcast. And I got in this car, and it was just like manna from heaven. Like, all the content I could ever want just kept spewing out of this dude. And he's like, yeah, man, just do the fucking 12 months, man. Just go to, you know.
I can't. I'm not built like that. I can't do nobody 12 months.
Nah.
I'm not trying to see 10 minutes in a closed cell.
I wasn't in a closed cell. So I did go to like jail for like maybe. I keep saying it was like 2 hours. There's no clocks up there. I had no concept of time. I could have been in there for 15 minutes and it felt like 2 hours because I didn't know when I was going to leave. You know. But yeah, nah. And I'll tell you the thing that tells me I can't do it is the very thing he kept promoting, the food. I was there in lockup and then in the jail for like 23 hours. No, not even 23. I mean 14 hours. I think I got there like 3 in the morning and I left at like 5 the next afternoon. I was there for a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I didn't eat. I kept looking. I wouldn't be able to. That's what would kill me is I wouldn't be able to eat. He's telling me get the free meals. I can't. I wouldn't be able to do it.
That's crazy. I can't do it.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
I can't do it. But they ain't giving no Kobe beef in there. Ain't no ribeyes.
Nah, it was stuff that didn't even look edible. Like it was not.
If you can't tell what it actually is, what it's supposed to be, no. Don't do it.
I guess you get used to it because it was dudes in there that was just like, this was the greatest food they had ever had. Like, I would take a tray and they realized I wasn't eating mine. Like, can I get that? Like, but of course, sir. Enjoy. I ate an orange and I had a cup of whatever that drink was. It's like watered down Kool-Aid or something. I don't know what it was. But
nothing that had to be basically prepared.
Yeah. And I also didn't want to go to the bathroom, so I wasn't trying to put too much on my stomach. Not that the food was in any way appetizing.
Was it like a communal toilet?
So down in the lockup, you could go into it. They had a room where you could go use the bathroom. And there was one, like, when they would put us in a holding cell, there'd be one that's like off in the corner. And that's the worst. Like, you in a room with like 15 dudes you don't know who all want to talk to you about why they got arrested. And then like some dude is shitting behind you. And you just gotta pretend like that's not happening.
No.
He's shitting, and you know he ain't got no toilet paper because the dude across from you is using the toilet paper roll as a pillow, saying he come back out. Like, I know
what you did.
What you did?
No, I can't be about that life.
Yeah,
at all.
I'm spending every cent they ask me to keep me out of that joint.
I can't do it.
And people keep looking at me like, you know, it's. There's no reason why you should go to jail for a DWI, man. You should, you know, just calm down. Like, don't, like, nah. I'm, whatever they ask me to pay, whatever they ask me to go to, I am going.
I'm from New York. I tell people all the time, any kind of weather, any kind of situation, I'm built for whatever. I feel comfortable everywhere. I ain't going there. Not doing it. I'm not sitting. I lead the life I live for a reason.
Yeah.
You know how I got this shit? I paid for it with money from my job. I'm not sitting in nobody's cell. I'm not doing no Ponzi schemes, no get rich quicks, no nothing. I value freedom way too much.
Way too much.
I think, you know what it is too? I think people legit, like, they take freedom for granted.
I did.
Oh, man.
Until you... I honestly, when I got arrested, I honestly felt like it was no big deal. Like, you know, when they arrested me and they driving me back to the police station, I'm just like, I'm going here, you know, fill out my paperwork, you know, take whatever punishment they give me. I'll be out, you know, by the morning. Just got to figure out a way to get home. Like, it's nothing. You know, 10 hours later, when I still haven't seen a judge, when I'm, you know, locked in a small room with a dude, you know, taking his shit right next to me, and there's no concept of time, there's no clock, there's nothing to tell me how much longer I could possibly be here. That's when I started realizing that freedom is a gift, and you have to enjoy it, because I had no idea when I was going to be free again. I was going to be allowed to leave a room or change clothes. Or
you're a strong dude.
Nah, I'm not strong. I was broke. They broke me. They broke me. I'm paying everything, though. And let me just say this to people, my PSA. Hopefully, folks are listening. You can't afford a DWI. It's expensive. It's very, very expensive. And the one thing I learned in DWI class last night that I will share is that you don't have a chance. You don't stand a chance. They're going to get you. And they know how to get you. They plot against you. And this is what the teacher is telling us. Like, they literally plot against. I'll give you this one fact. The guy told me in the state of Texas, I think he said, like, between midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning on, like, a weekend, 85% of the people on the road are intoxicated, you know, according to state law. 85% mm-hmm. of the people on the road have a blood alcohol level of higher than 0.08. So the cops will stop you for anything because they got an 85% chance of catching you. You know?
All you gotta do is have a conversation with you.
Hey, all they gotta do is have a conversation. Anything you do, they can get you because they know they got an arrest. They got a quota to fill. Just start stopping people at 2 o'clock in the morning. And you're gonna get somebody. You probably gonna get the majority of the people you stop. And everybody in that class yesterday, when we telling our stories, everybody got arrested at like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 1:30. Same story.
Dang, stupid.
Nah. He was even telling us how, like, the Travis County police will, like, follow you up until you hit, like, the Williamson County line. And they'll say, you know, like, we got too many cases right now. They're telling us not to stop anybody, but you guys might want to get this one. And just pass you off to the Williamson County police.
That's crazy.
Like, they they tag team on you. Pause.
Sidebar. Austin. Is Austin Williamson County? Or is Austin Travis?
Part Travis, part Williamson. Right now, where I lived before was Travis. Where I live now is Williamson.
So I'm trying to figure out what the hell is this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what county I live, because I gotta go redo my registration and all that stuff. So I'm just trying to figure out if anything changed or not. But god damn it, I gotta Google it.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot in DWI class, though. I'm learning a lot. I'm well informed, and I have a big topic that I want to discuss.
What's that?
Involving, you know me, I've been a proponent of definition, and I feel like definition is under attack right now in our society. Mm-hmm. And I learned some things last night that I think helped support my argument for the necessity of definition. It's going to be controversial, but it's how I feel. I don't feel like I should.
Is that a story for a later date? Or
that's a story from a later date. That's a long conversation. We're coming up on an hour right now. So I don't know. Yeah, we went all over the place. We did hit. That was a quick hour.
I wish my internet was working.
Yeah, once we got past it. You know, I honestly feel like the live thing was a distraction. Like, I was like watching your screen too much mm-hmm. and like not into the conversation, not paying attention to what you were saying. And, you know, trying to see if the broadcast was interrupted. And once the live thing was a mute issue, it's like we could really get into it.
Let's have a conversation now.
Yeah. But we got to do the live thing. We got to do it.
Take advantage.
For the people.
Take advantage. You might as well.
Yeah, but we did like major impressions on Twitter today, dog.
Yeah, we did. That's because we took advantage of those new hashtags too. Yeah. Just trending hashtags.
Yeah, we learning some marketing. I'm learning. I'm social now. Dog. I'm all about social media. You see me on Instagram. I'm on Twitter.
I'm trying to take
shaking the old man off and joining this.
Really done it. I used to be the hashtag king.
Yeah, you.
And I just.
You try to kill me with the hashtag.
And I just I pulled back a little bit. Pulled back a little bit, and haven't been doing it. But it low key like, it is fun, but it's time consuming. It's
time consuming. I don't want to do my job, so I'm just at work. Like, what can I do that's not my job right now? Oh, I can be on Twitter. Dope. I'm doing, and this is like my other job. Shout out to my wife for telling the world I had two jobs, because I do my IT job and then I do this.
TWS. She considers this.
It is a job. It's a legit company,
full-time job.
Full-time job. It's a legit company now. We are a legit business. I am working right now.
This thing is working. We should be keeping some minutes or something. We gotta put something in our book. We gotta quantify this.
Like we gotta see what we make an hour, which is right now like
10. That's not even 10 cents.
It's not even a cent. It's not. It's a fraction of a cent.
We like negative right now.
Yeah. I think we were at like 5 cents today.
We can't afford to have this conversation.
Not really. How are you keeping the lights on, Rich?
I don't know. We need some traffic. We need some traffic bad.
So yeah, press play. I don't know if you noticed that on Facebook. That's my like Facebook campaign. I'm being as honest as I possibly can right now. I make the content because I want you to listen to it. I hope you get something from it. I hope you enjoy it. I'm trying to entertain you. But if you don't feel like being entertained, you don't care nothing about what I'm saying, that's cool. Just press play. You can press play and then close the page. I get a play when you press the button. I just want you to press the button.
Press just play. That's all it takes. Just press
play.
Listen, holla, support us.
Yeah.
Dang, we're not asking you to, you know, broadcast this all over your page all day. Would be nice to get a shout out from, you know what? How many people do I have on Facebook?
I don't know.
Gotta have at least,
I'm sure you got
300 friends on Facebook. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you right now.
But yeah, you don't have to dedicate the whole. I know some people have complained about the length of our podcast, which I don't think is too long, in my opinion.
I don't think it's too long.
But you don't have to give us the whole hour. All I need you to do is you can press play, maybe listen to the bars.
Mm-hmm. Cut it off. I got 867 friends on Facebook.
And we don't have a single episode with 100 plays so far.
That's crazy. When you think about it, that's crazy.
I'm calling people out right now.
It's like I said, the people you know won't support you.
I have faith in them. They're going to support us. I'm going to force them. I'm not letting up. I know. I feel like I'm being annoying on Facebook right now because all I do is post about this podcast and about the White Pants Society. And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going anywhere, people. Might as well press play.
Press play. Shout out, though. We did get some new likes. Eric, we appreciate you tuning in, liking it. Next time we do a lot better with the live. I thought my appointment was today to get my internet turned on. Apparently it's tomorrow evening, which means I gotta super drive straight home again. Okay. To get it taken care of.
I'm back in DWI class tomorrow. Get some fresh nuggets. Maybe I'll get another interesting Uber driver. I mean, I find like doing this podcast like forces me to talk to people, like just to get new content.
It's a job to talk.
Yeah. I just start conversations and what crazy shit are you gonna say that I can talk about on the podcast? I wish I could remember dude's name. I would say his name right now, but I can't. Oh well, I'm old. I can't remember shit.
Well, shout out to Packy Driver. We got J Money home safely, so he can live to tell the tale. So we appreciate it.
So I can continue to attend DWI class.
All of our listeners, thank you for tuning in to this episode. We had a bit of a rocky start. We know we're all over the place, but you know what? It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It's two dudes in a room. It's hump day. chatting. That's all it is. Like, we try to say something relevant, but this is just a conversation.
We'll come back stronger next episode.
But as always, ttcharities.org. I know he's doing a you're doing a drive for the Flint water crisis. So
Flint still got
left still, water? Yeah, and you see how they, like, it's getting swept under the rug. See how we almost forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is still going on. So Larry just commented. I gotta see what Larry. Yeah, so I'm guessing everything's cool with Larry. We'll discuss that off air.
Yeah, I think he's doing better.
But yeah, well, I'm glad to hear you're doing better, Larry. Glad to, and thank you for supporting and commenting. I will definitely respond to you as soon as this is over. But yeah, ttcharities.org. Please support. Right now, doing a drive for the Flint water crisis. It is still going on. Don't let those people be forgotten. And let's take care of our own. What else do I want to shout out? I'll shout out the Hair Lounge, my barber, Drew. We need to get up there to do an episode from the barbershop. He's really got like that old school barbershop feel where this would be the perfect place to go have a barbershop conversation in that kind of a barbershop. And I didn't really get it in. So the Hair Lounge in Pflugerville. I don't think Drew is accepting any more appointments. I hope he isn't, because it's hard enough to get an appointment with him now. But there's some other good barbers. Champ is up there. Forgive me, I don't remember the other dude's name. But Hair Lounge in Pflugerville, check them out. You got anything, anybody you want to shout out, Rich?
I just want to give a shout out really quick to TWS Multimedia.
You.
For giving us this shot.
You.
For for choosing to support us, host our podcast. We really appreciate it. Shout out to TWS Multimedia.
Multimedia.
We love you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you.
They're doing big things over there, man. Keep your eye out for them.
But yeah, as always, this has been another episode of the What Is TWS?
What Is TWS podcast?
I'll lie at you.
Peace.